Our resident storyteller is back with another half-truth or true lie from the North Coast. Today, Bill Smith brings us some tips on the proper technique of beachcombing logs.
Never yard on a dog. That's a cardinal rule for beachcombers. I may not be the sharpest penny in the deck, but even I eventually learned not to do that. Dwayne Nielsen is a different story. He has a powerful aluminum skiff that's just dandy for pulling logs off the beach. But Dwayne doesn't know how to tie a timber hitch. If he yards on a knotted line, the knot jams and has to be untied with a rope wrench. This method occasionally works, and the log comes dancing and rolling down the beach. But often as not, the log is too soft or too heavy or is stuck behind a rock. When he drops his big outboard into gear and cracks the throttle, the skiff leaps ahead, the rope snaps tight, and the dog pops out of the log. Then that little chunk of tapered iron comes flying at his skiff like a bullet with a tail. Dwayne's skiff is peppered with dog dents. So far, Dwayne has been lucky. The damage to his body has only been cosmetic. He's had hats knocked off, broken his nose, lost a few teeth, and one ear hangs upside down and backward. Nothing you'd notice at midnight in a dark alley. Nonetheless, in Dodge Cove, we worry about him. We're old, and he's young. If he becomes incapacitated, who will feed us and change our diapers?
That's Bill Smith, and you can catch all of his half-truths or true lies from the website, Daybreak North at cbc.ca.